We've got some great news. There's been some incredible announcement that was made yesterday, a major global breakthrough in HIV prevention. And I am delighted to invite my next guest onto the show. We can certainly do with some good news when it comes to science and public health at the moment. And joining me to come and tell us a little bit about this is Professor Sinead Delaney Moret-Clouet, who is the director in charge of research at the excellent Wits University's Reproductive Health and HIV Institute. Sinead, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Morning, Eusebius, to you and your listeners. It's really wonderful to be on your show and also to be able to share this good news for the HIV field.
Yeah, before we even talk about the good news, we'll delay it for 30 seconds so they'll have to wait, my listeners, before they hear it. Isn't it just nice to have good news at the moment?
Oh, it's really good. It's really kind of cheer so many people out there working in this field.
So talk to us about HIV. A major breakthrough years ago is when we first found out that we can take a tablet a day if we are negative and reduce our chances of contracting HIV if we were to be exposed to it. What is this latest development that occasioned the announcement yesterday in the media?
Yeah, so on Thursday, Data Safety and Monitoring Board for two studies, the HIV Prevention Trials Network trials evaluating the long-acting injectable cabotegravir, which is an antiretroviral, for HIV prevention met, and they recommended that the blinded portion of the HPTN-083 study, which was a study in men who have sex with men and transgender women, be stopped and the results be made available to the public. And that was because there was a clear demonstration of benefit of the long-acting injectable cabotegravir when compared to oral daily Truvada in that population.
That's really interesting. Yeah, the line is not too great, but I think we can hear you. Let me see whether I understand it in completely lay person's terms, and correct me where I am doing the hard work of you and your colleagues an injustice. So until now, we could take a pill a day, and that would be the PrEP that we've come to know it as. But this study was so effective that someone could now get in it. Obviously, you know, we'll talk about how you go from research to this being available in a pharmacy or with your doctor's prescription or whatever. But the idea would be what? That you'd only need six times a year in a calendar year to be able to administer an injection, and you'll have not only the same, but a higher level of protection against the HIV virus.
Yeah, you know, we know that for some people it may be difficult to take an oral pill every day, and for some people they may not be able to take a pill or they prefer not to take a pill. And so we've spent a long time looking for long-acting methods of HIV prevention, and this is an injection which is administered every 8 weeks. And what the study showed was that when compared to a daily pill, it was as good as a daily pill in reducing HIV infection in men of sex with men and transgender women. What's just amazing is that the incidence in this high-risk population was less than 1%, and we estimated that the incidence would be above 4% without PrEP. So both drugs are very good at preventing HIV. But when the DSMB reviewed the results, they really saw that CAB had a threefold greater impact on preventing HIV infection compared to TDF-XTC or Truvada.
So you've mentioned men who have sex with men. Was the trial stopped specifically for certain categories of persons and not for others? Is it still continuing, for example, for, I don't know, persons who mostly have engaging in heterosexual sex? Just talk me through that. I just want to understand that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. There are two trials. There was the what we call the HPTN-083 trial, and that was focused on men who have sex with men and transgender women, and that was being conducted in the U.S., South America, Vietnam, and there was a small proportion of participants recruited from South Africa. But there's a separate trial that's currently still ongoing in women, the HPTN-084 trial, and that's the trial that I'm involved in. And that is still ongoing to answer that precise question. So the DSMB, who reviewed the 083 results and made the recommendation, actually recommended that the women's trial continue. And that's in part because the women's trial started a little bit after the men's trial and has accumulated fewer data. But also it's incredibly important that that trial continues so that we have robust data on the effectiveness and safety of this drug in women as well, given the high rates of infection, particularly in adolescent girls and young women on the continent.
Sinead, from a scientific point of view, when trials get stopped, what does that mean? Is it almost like a slam dunk in terms of the efficacy that had been proven, that it was so amazeballs that it is unethical to continue?
That's precisely it. The DSMB is an independent group, and it reviews the studies and their early results while they're happening. So essentially their job is to ensure safety, but also to tell us that if there's a benefit, that benefit be offered to all participants. So this was a truly great result because we saw reduced HIV infection in both arms, but also this trial was aimed at answering a question: is cabotegravir as good as Truvada in preventing HIV infection? And they answered that question, and they answered it much earlier than they thought they would.
So stepping back from the minutiae, second last question, how significant is this, like truly, in terms of the fight for an HIV-free generation?
I think it's an incredible step forward. The HIV field tends to have great results, but has also had a number of challenges. And, you know, you'll reflect on the news earlier this year about the HIV vaccine. So this is really important because what it says is that we can now offer a range of HIV prevention choices, at least to men who have sex with men and trans women, but possibly other populations in future, and that they don't have to necessarily take a pill a day, that they could, if they wanted, use an injection, which means they're much more likely to be able to be consistent in having those antiretrovirals on board if they're exposed to HIV infection. So it's a real boost for the field and really helps us overcome some of the barriers that are associated with taking a pill a day.
And then the last question, what is the path from a trial being stopped to me going to the pharmacy and saying, or my doctor, doc, I'm not scared of needles, so I also sometimes forget to take the pill every single day. I want to opt into this injection. Obviously, like you said, it won't be for everyone. Some people will collapse at the sight of a needle, but there are all sorts of sociological benefits as well. You don't have to remember as often. You just have to remember six times a year. What would be the path from the news being announced to this being available to Joe Soap?
So there are,
or to Gay Soap, as the case might be.
So there are a couple of steps in the pathway, and really kind of the exciting work has just begun. For the trial participants, they will learn what arm they're allocated to, and in future they will be offered access to cabotegravir. And then there's a longer discussion with the regulatory authorities who will review the data in this population and potentially others, and begin to then license cabotegravir so that it can be made available to the general public. So that pathway takes time, but given sort of the priority for reducing HIV transmission globally, this is going to be an accelerated conversation. And certainly there's already been engagement with a number of regulatory authorities as well as the WHO so that, you know, kind of we can make sure that the people who need HIV prevention most are able to access it in a reasonable time frame.
Thanks so much for coming on. That is really, really fascinating. I hope the rest of the trial will have similar great results that is ongoing. Please do check in with me. I'd love to expose the public to the result of that one also. But in the meantime, this is some pretty, pretty awesome news to be able to bring to the public. Professor Sinead Delaney, and the rest of your surname, which I promised you I was not going to bungle, Moretlwe. You do amazing work. Love the work that you guys do at WITS, and the global collaboration on this has been awesome. Sinead, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thanks so much. Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Cheers.